Welcome to the Daily Zente Show, a reading of the Daily Zen Journal, which is derived from talks given to students and writings of the ancient masters. Each Teisho will feature text from a selected volume, followed by commentary. The Teisho is selected and interpreted by Ilana, scribe for Daily Zen. The Teisho for this month is Wake Up Sermon Part 3, excerpted from The Zen Teaching of Bodhidharma, translated by Red Pine. That which follows is witnessed on the way. It's beyond the ken of arhats and mortals. When the mind reaches nirvana, you don't see nirvana, because the mind is nirvana. If you see nirvana somewhere outside the mind, you're deluding yourself. Every suffering is a Buddha seed, because suffering impels mortals to seek wisdom. But you can only say that suffering gives rise to Buddhahood. You can't say that suffering is Buddhahood. Your body and mind are the field. Suffering is the seed, wisdom the sprout, and Buddhahood the grain. The Buddha in the mind is like the fragrance in a tree. The Buddha comes from a mind free of suffering, just as fragrance comes from a tree free of decay. There's no fragrance without the tree, and no Buddha without the mind. If there's a fragrance without a tree, it's a different fragrance. If there's a Buddha without your mind, it's a different Buddha. When the three poisons are present in your mind, you live in a land of filth. When the three poisons are absent from your mind, you live in a land of purity. The sutras say, quote, "If you fill a land with impurity and filth, no Buddha will ever appear," end quote. Impurity and filth refer to delusion and the other poisons. A Buddha refers to a pure and awakened mind. There's no language that isn't the Dharma. To talk all day without saying anything is the way. To be silent all day and still say something isn't the way. Hence, neither does a Tathagata's speech depend on silence, nor does his silence depend on speech, nor does his speech exist apart from his silence. Those who understand both speech and silence are in samadhi. If you speak when you know, your speech is free. If you are silent when you don't know, your silence is tied. If speech isn't attached to appearances, it's free. If silence is attached to appearances, it's tied. Language is essentially free. It has nothing to do with attachment, and attachment has nothing to do with language. Reality has no high or low. If you see high or low, it isn't real. A raft isn't real, but a passenger raft is. A passenger who rides such a raft can cross that which isn't real. That's why it's real. According to the world, there's male and female, rich and poor. According to the way, there's no male or female, no rich or poor. When the goddess realized the way, she didn't change her sex. When the stable boy awakened to the truth, he didn't change his status. Free of sex and status, they shared the same basic appearance. The goddess searched 12 years for her womanhood without success. To search 12 years for one's manhood would likewise be fruitless. The 12 years refers to the 12 entrances. Without the mind, there's no Buddha. Without the Buddha, there's no mind. Likewise, without water, there's no ice. And without ice, there's no water. Whoever talks about leaving the mind doesn't get very far. Don't become attached to appearances of the mind. The sutras say, quote, "When you see no appearance, you see Buddha," end quote. This is what's meant by being free from appearances of the mind. Bodhidharma, 440 to 528. Some teachings build on a foundation that seems elementary and principles that everyone would agree would make the world a better place if we all followed the Golden Rule, for instance. The teachings of Bodhidharma are of the highest and require listening on multiple levels at once. The first is the most basic level, where we just want to understand what the words seem to be communicating. And that works fairly well in a conventional sense. But quickly the conversation leaves the rational plane and enters a place where conventional just no longer translates meaning. So how do we proceed in understanding this wake-up sermon? The simplicity of Zwigan's practice every day was to start out something like this. Zwigan called to himself every day, "Master," and answered, "Yes, sir." "Wake up, wake up," and answer, "Yes, sir." "And don't be deceived by others." "No, I won't." And truly, for many people, that would be enough. Then we come to the appearance of appearance, as no appearance, can't be seen visually, but can only be known by means of wisdom. And many of us stop in our tracks. Now we have to turn to our way of reading and understanding Dharma. Dharma eyes and ears are obviously in a different realm from ordinary life. This requires stretching in understanding multiple levels. Until those Dharma eyes and ears have opened, much of Zen seems incomprehensible. At this point in a reading, stopping and rereading a passage helps us to absorb it beneath the skin line. Even if we are puzzled and know it means something else, we also can realize that it is speaking to us on a deeper level. That trust in the way is not a flip, "Yeah, I've heard that before. Now I really get it." It involves a softening and receptivity residing in that moment before we understand. And truly, any teacher who can help us realize that really, we know next to nothing is doing us a great service. There are many more leaps in this piece, most of which cannot be explained away by anyone. These comments are just intended here as pointers to help you avoid accepting or rejecting too quickly. Walking straight up the mountain, Ilana, scribe for Daily Zen. Recording and audio production by a longtime friend of Daily Zen. Music by Ashat Daniel Yan and sounds for you at Pixabay.com. To learn about Daily Zen, read journals and quotes, donate, or see the artistry of Daily Zen, please visit DailyZen.com. Thank you for listening, and may your way be clear.